Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, let's turn now to The Remembrance Project, our weekly series of stories from writer Alyssa Eli about ordinary people who lived extraordinary lives. And today she takes us outdoors to the memorial of an artist and self-taught expert on Boston's Emerald Necklace Park system.
One Sunday this past October, almost 100 mourners rode the D-Line from Newton to Longwood Station. Some of them wore Ron Wallace's family tartan colors. A few arrived in kilts, including the bagpiper. The bridal path they strolled along was a piece of the Emerald Necklace, the series of Frederick Law Olmsted parks linking the Boston Common to Franklin Park.
Externally, it's just a walk. I ask people to make appointments with me and walk with me.
This is Ron, in an interview archived at Tufts University.
As we walk, we exchange information. We talk about the parks. I may show photographs of them. I may show maps.
Ron created his Emerald Necklace Walk in 1984. It covered one end of the necklace to the other and was a long conversation with one person that could take up to 11 hours.
Many people think that, how could it be a work of art if you're just taking a walk? And I would counter it to say, well, how can it be a work of art if you're painting, if you're just using paints? What it is that makes it a work of art is that experience.
After art school, Ron worked as a digital engineer, but he took a year off to immerse himself in the genius of Olmsted. He learned botany, historical design, urban psychology. In his fierce mind, everything connected the large world to the small. And when he had learned enough, he began to lead others. He walked with orthopedic problems, sometimes with a resurgence of chronic vertigo. Walking alone was painful, but walking with others was art.
It's very easy to put together a performance with hundreds of slide projectors and tape decks and things like that. That's very easy to me. What's hard is to do this.
The Emerald Necklace Project ended before Ron discovered love. He was 43 when he met Gloria. Naturally, their first date was a walk. Soon they were married, soon they were parents. The plunge was fervent and full-hearted. Love, particularly for his son, became his next single-minded project. Even after ALS left him in a wheelchair, they went walking.
He was a magnificent father. He was very good at thinking about what he was grateful for. And so I think whenever we were faced with any challenge, we would say to ourselves, well, thank goodness we have each other. Thank God this person's in my life.
All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Ron died last August. He was 60 years old. His memorial service was like the reverberation of a departed self. Another piece of performance art. Towards the end, mourners and celebrants stopped in front of a northern red oak. An old friend sang Blackbird, one of his favorite songs. Gloria dedicated the tree. And some of the walkers looked up, as if they might find Ron in the branches, looking down.
Blackbird, fly into the line of a dark black night.
Writer Alyssa Eli, remembering Ron Wallace. If you'd like to nominate a loved one for remembrance, email remember@wbur.org. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.